Welcome back to Thought Crime and Keto and Crime. Today we're going to continue our expose on the Quiverful movement by looking at one of the child training books that is often cited by these families as the way to go. Now, they don't all adhere to it. I had said in my previous video, which I'll link up here, that Suzanne Anderson, who is the wife of Stephen Anderson, one of the Quiverful pastors, is vehemently opposed to this book. So not all of them believe it, but it is prominent in the movement, and often, since it is targeted toward young mothers, is a way to bring women into this movement. So remember that. But before we hop into that, a little bit of housekeeping. If you'd like to support the channel, please hit that like button, share, comment. That's the best way you can help. If you want to help monetarily, you can do that by becoming a Patreon. My links are down below and up here. And there's also PayPal, Cash App, all that stuff's below. Always appreciated, never required. And a quick shout out to my wonderful patrons, Dynamite Demolza Pasco, Luscious Lauren Kirk, Sumptuous Sarah Carney, Awesome Andrea Lee, Tumultuous Tabora Cooper, and Stupendous Stephanie Mertz. A big shout out to all of you. Thank you so much. And I hope to see you all on my next patron-only live stream in a couple of weeks. I'll post that on Patreon. And without further ado, let's get into it. Michael Pearl to train up a child. Michael Pearl, born 1945, grew up to be an American pastor, specifically Independent Baptist. As we said earlier in my previous video, that often Independent Baptist, Primitive Baptist, those are code words for just a fundamentalist church that took the name Baptist but didn't want to be associated with the Southern Baptist Convention or another Baptist convention because they felt they were too liberal. Anybody that thinks Southern Baptist is too liberal? Wow. Anyway, he is an evangelist, missionary, and spent most of his youth doing missions work. He married his wife Debbie in 1971, and they set out to educate women on and men on how to build perfect families. He was educated at Mid-South University in Memphis, Tennessee, or Mid-South College. And he and his wife, Debbie, founded the No Greater Joy Institute, which is where they publish their books, and they teach their seminars, and they use that to be the umbrella in which they travel and evangelize to other churches across the country. It is considered a nonprofit, and it has an income of almost $1.7 million per year. That's a hell of a nonprofit. Mostly through sales and donations, which of course is 100% tax-free. Thank you, they should be thanking us. They should be thanking this working woman for my tax money. Anyway. And they claim they don't receive royalties off their books, and that's just simply donated to the organization, but it's a nonprofit. So even if it's filtered through that, it still gets to them. They have a very nice house in Memphis, Tennessee. I'll just put it that way. Debbie wrote her book in 2014, created to be his helpmate, as a guide to how women should behave. She's often noted as counseling. They have a counseling service where they actually invite women and men into their homes, and they do small seminars or even counsel families independently where they teach gender roles. And it was in one of these training seminars that a pregnant woman that was being physically abused by her husband was told by the Pearls to just withstand it and to pray for him. That's it. They also had five children. All their five children say they love their parents and they're outspoken, so evidently they did something right. I'm just saying. But based on what they wrote and what they teach, it's quite horrendous in my opinion. Anyway, I'm going to insert a quick clip of one of their seminars right here.
Mother, you got to let that man be the authority. All right, we're back for question and answer time. I've got my little lady. This is my first wife I brought with me tonight. Does it look like a man's writing or a woman's?
Man's.
Tell your wife to slap you. She looked up and saw that camera. She got up and dusted herself off. Look at her. She turned red in the face. We just stood there and ridiculed her. They have to really turn red in the face and pass out or something. We had a kid there in the church who kept coming and had these black spots all over his head. You use it to control people. When it stops controlling people, they stop doing it. What's the next question? Punish him with the rod severely. That's what you do to screamers around here. And if you have fun, it'll be a lot easier training. Feel like a winner. You get 5 licks for being mean. You get 5 more for lying. You're going to see who's lying. I'm going to get this rod. If he screams too hard with the first 5, gets hysterical, wait. You know, a little psychological terror is sometimes more effective than pain. Thumping him on the head, you're worried about that? Give me another question. We talked about that. Carry him home and train him. Give me another one.
How do you handle a father who will not take his part in discipline? When he does discipline, it's out of anger.
Make love to him. If your husband is an angry man, make love. Get rid of his frustration. Make him happy. All right, another question. Sweetie pie.
When using the rod as a training tool, how hard should the reinforcement be?
What? Another guy wrote me, he had 2 kids, 12 and 13 years old, that were fussing and fighting. He made them hold hands and run across the street to the other side, touch the house on the other side and come back. They got outside and hid in the bushes holding hands. Now that might not be too strange in San Francisco, but that'd be real weird where they live. Because it's the man who determines the course of the house. So I give him 5 more, say, now get up. Still got a bad attitude. Get up. I'm going to say, you're still crying. I'm going to give you something to cry about.
But we're not here to talk about Debbie Pearl's book. I could do a whole different summary on it. I'm here to talk about the 1994 book, written by Michael Pearl, called To Train Up a Child. It is a child-rearing manual for Christian parents, but it is definitely aimed at young mothers. That is the primary audience for this, and I think it's almost a recruitment method for this Quiverful movement. I mean, they get sucked into it by the child-rearing principles, and then they buy the Pearl's other books, and then they're submitting to their husbands and wearing long skirts and having 10 or 12 children, and then they're just in it before they realize it. So I think they're kind of a PR arm to bring people into this movement, which they think is the best way to show faith to God. This book is not available on Audible, so I read a used copy of it, but because nobody would lower their self-respect, much like the Turner Diaries, nobody would lower their self-respect enough to read this out loud, except maybe Michael or Debbie Pearl themselves, but they didn't do it, so it's not on Audible. So I had to read it. And let me tell you, again, I drank a lot of wine because I wanted to throw the thing across the room several times, but let's get into it. First of all, it teaches as a basis for their entire child-rearing techniques, strong gender roles, not just for boy and girl child, brother, sister, but also for father and mother. They teach that umbrella that we went over in the first episode of this expose to these young parents, that there's God and the church, then there's the father, then there's the mom, and then there's the children. And that's how it's perceived, because this is an absolute patriarchal type of movement, and father's word is law, mother backs up father's law, and the children better behave. He compares training children to training seeing eye dogs or even military training. Now, first of all, okay, as far as the way he teaches it, yes, it's very much military in thing. You know, in the Army, in the military, when I was in, they break you down. They break you down and build you back up the way they want you. Very much similar here in Michael's Pearl book. So he got that correct. There's not physical abuse outwardly in the military like here, but that's generally the idea. But when it comes to training seeing eye dogs, Most dog training schools are positive reinforcements. It's not based on punishing you for doing wrong. It's based on rewarding you for doing right. So, no. Michael Pearl, your training book is nowhere compared to training dogs, or especially not seeing eye dogs. The basis for his training books is to break down a willful child, to make them absolutely submissive to their parents and willing to do whatever the parents say, even as a newborn, even as a young infant. He talks about spanking children as early as 6 months. 6 months old. That's a small baby. He talks about corporal punishment, and he recommends literally a 12-inch switch. Now, as a child, I was hit with a... I'm not against corporal punishment per se, as long as it's put forth in the right attitude. A swat across the butt might reinforce a no, but I'm in no way advocating putting blisters on your legs. My mom would literally, not my godmother, who I consider my mother, but my biological mom, she would literally leave welts on my legs for when I was a good kid. She would literally leave welts on my legs with hickory switches. I was beaten with a paint stirrer. I can't even walk past a Sherman Williams without just doing a full body shiver, y'all. I mean, literally. And don't ask me to wear white pants, because anything that reminds me of painting, ugh. But literally, that's the kind of punishment that these people believe in. They believe in the whole spare the rod, spoil the child kind of proverb from the Bible. They also believe that you can train a child to sinless perfection. That once you break their will and build them back up, they will be sinless and perfect in their walk with you, with God, with whoever. Now, that's based on a Romans 7th chapter where Paul talks about becoming sinlessly perfect. Most pastors would disagree that that's exactly what it means, but it does have that tone to it, and that's what he bases this on. So again, these people like to cherry pick from the Old and New Testament, to like a lot of religious people do when they try to argue, just like atheists do from science books or whatever. Everybody cherry picks. It's just human nature. It's kind of a neutral subject, but just putting that out there. So they believe that it should start with the smallest of infants, breastfeeding newborns. That normally when a child, you know, a young newborn bites down on their mother's breast when being breastfed, the normal accepted way of stopping that is to remove them from the breast. The mother will just remove them, put them back, and then sooner or later they'll get the idea that if they bite too hard, they're going to not get lunch. So that's the expected and the accepted way of training. I'm sure there are other ways too, but that's kind of the accepted way. For Michael Pearl, he says that you should pull their hair. What little bit of fuzz Junior has on his head, if he bites down on mom's nipple, grab it, pull it. I don't think I need to say any more about that. He considers bad children terrorists. His words, not mine. I don't even think this guy likes children, honestly. He just wants to hurt them. And that crying is just a way that children try to assume control over their parents. Crying. The only way that a child has to communicate. Children feel happiness, fear, pain, hunger, and they know when they've gone to the bathroom. And crying is the only way that they have to communicate with their parents and let them know something's wrong. But according to Michael Pearl, crying is unacceptable. It's just a way they learn to control their parents. And he suggests that 12-inch switch to break them of crying. So literally, that old adage, I'll give you something to cry about. Yeah. That's Michael Pearl. They strongly suggest that rewarding good behavior is a way to create a mafia type relationship with your child. You're now giving them protection money. If you say, if you're good today, you'll get pizza tonight, you're creating a protection money racket in which your child is the dom. Yeah. Okay, Michael. So anytime you reward good behavior, you're just creating. So good behavior is considered neutral. It's acceptable. If you do something, if you get all A's in school, that's what you're expected to do. That's neutral. You don't even get a pat on the back for that. But if you bring home a B, I'm going to beat you until you get an A kind of thing. Sure, it's not that extreme, but that's, you know, reward and punishment. It sounds to me that's kind of what it's like. Children should not be given Barbie dolls. Boys should be given male appropriate dolls, such as Army Guys, G.I. Joe, a Ken doll, maybe. But girls are only supposed to be given baby dolls because it trains them to be a parent and to want children. They should not be given Barbie dolls or any fashion-based doll because it will teach them to be a harlot. Again, his words, not mine. Barbie did not teach me to be a harlot. Actually, I didn't really care for Barbie. I was more of a G.I. Joe Transformer girl. I had like the 4-story Barbie townhouse. My Transformers destroyed it in a war. It was Cybertron. So I would have, Michael Pearl would have tried to exercise me as a child. Let's just put it that way. Let's talk about, he says that he doesn't counsel or babysit for people. He babysits for people in his commune or institute, and he doesn't babysit unless he has full authority to discipline. So if you hire Michael or Debbie Pearl to watch your children, they're going to hit them. Just throwing that in there. He also believes in pain training, specifically stove training. He's of the opinion that if you turn the stove on and you put that child's hand on it and they burn themselves, they're never going to touch it again. You know, that old Jeff Foxworthy joke where he talks about, oh, you want to stick a fork in a electrical outlet? Oh, hurt. Never do that again. That's exactly how Michael Pearl thinks that children should be trained. They should get hurt once, and then they'll never do it again. Not just telling them, oh, touching your hand to a cold stove. Oh, ouch. That's not enough. No, you have to actually hurt them. And hand swatting is practiced from the time they are an infant. So is the infamous blanket training, in which they lay a blanket in the middle of the floor, place a child on it, and tell them to stay. After they swat the child every time the child tries to leave the blanket, and then when the child realizes, oh, if I leave this blanket, I'm going to get hit. And then they take toys, food, keys, whatever it takes, and kind of rattle them off to the side, trying to coax the child off the blanket. And if the child falls for it, they're hit. So you basically encapture your own child. If a child whines or otherwise shows signs of dissatisfaction, ignore them. Toilet training, he does not believe in diapers. According to the Pearls, none of their children wore diapers. They started toilet training from the time they could ascertain life. Basically, their whole idea for toilet training is for the mom to take the children to the bathroom with her, to sit down on the toilet, hold the child in her between her legs, and drizzle warm water over the child to entice the child to go. And you do that to train the child to pee in the toilet from a very early age. And diapers are just like a pacifier. They're for parents that don't have time to really work for their child. Really? Really, Michael, you think that a housewife or a house dad has time to go, or that a child even comprehends what you're doing at that age? They don't have the cognitive function to ascertain. They're still just going to go. And if a child has an accident, beat them. If you're trying to break a child of wearing a diaper, let he doesn't believe in gentle diaper changing. He believes that if a child soils their pants or soils their diaper, they need to be taken outside and hosed off with a cold hose. Not kidding. Not even kidding. And that anything a child does to push back is a sign of rebellion and should be squashed just like that with that 12-inch twitch. And finally, ignore complaints of your child. If your child is complaining to you that another adult or another child is being mean to them or doing something they shouldn't be doing to them, treat it with skepticism. Bring them all together and talk about it. I don't even think I need to mention how damaging this is to a child. If a child comes up to you and tells you that so-and-so touched them on their no-no place, and you bring them together with that person and ask that person if they did it and that person lies, what's that child going to do? That child's going to cry. That child's going to say, yes, you did. And crying's not allowed in Michael Pearl's world. So you're going to get beaten if you cry. So basically, this is encouraging people to be victims, to literally be victims and not say a word because you're not going to be believed. I'm all for when it comes to adults accusing each other. Yes, be skeptical, adhere to both. But if a child tells you that, it needs to be treated with just a little bit more diligence. That's all I'm going to say on that. As you can imagine, this book is highly controversial. It's been linked to 3 deaths from child abuse. Michael Pearl vehemently denies it and says he doesn't teach that. If you read the book, yeah, you do, Michael. Yeah, you do teach it. And that's pretty much the book in a nutshell. Not the most exciting, but then not the most calming either. This is the type of punishment that is encouraged in a lot of these quiverful churches. Not all of them, but some of them. And it's truly individual family to family. And I think I can see how this could be appeasing to a mom in this situation. You got, you know, 4 or 5 small ones, and yeah, it's much easier to put them on a blanket and threaten them not to get off than to actually handle that many. And that's not because the mother's evil, that's just because the mother's overwhelmed. But anyway, that's To Train Up a Child in a Nutshell. Against every good, solid piece of child psychology, piece of child training ever. And I would highly, highly, highly enthusiastically give it a thumbs down. 2 thumbs down. If I could get my feet up here, it would be 4. But, yeah, stay away from this book. Anyway, that's it. Tomorrow I'll be back with my interview with Vicki Garrison, who is no longer quivering. And you'll find it a fun and informative interview. And I hope you enjoyed it. Please like, comment, share, subscribe. Until next time. Keto Comic.